at the movies with iconic sounds, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Concordia and McGill universities are dropping their lawsuits against the province regarding forced tuition hikes. Both schools had independent lawsuits launched at the same time, back in 2023, but that fight, at least in the legal sense, is coming to an end. In 2023, the province of Quebec began its tuition overhaul, which saw Concordia and McGill be forced to hike tuition for out-of-province students by 33% and set international tuition fees at a minimum of $20,000. The result has been a huge drop in enrollment. A 30% drop in enrollment at Concordia has led to a financial crisis for the university, with a deficit of $84 million projected for this academic year. In May of 2025, Concordia announced a loss in revenue for the first time in its history. Failing to attract the desired number of new students, Concordia has been making cuts, decried by the student union and members of the faculty association as austerity measures. There has been a hiring freeze, a scaling back of the shuttle bus operations, the closing of the Montreal Institute for Genocide and Human Rights Studies, a slashing of funds for the Visual Arts Depository, a buyout of accrued vacation for faculty, a canceling of many sabbaticals, and the recent announcement that no new contracts for limited-term appointed faculty, or LTAs, would be renewed, meaning 63 people will be out of a job by September. Now, also citing a lack of finances, Concordia has dropped their lawsuit against Quebec regarding these tuition hikes. Elena Rozlagova is an associate professor of history at Concordia and a member of CUFA, the faculty association. She sits on their executive as their member at large. She says with the legal fight being dropped, she would personally like to see more solidarity between associations, unions, and students at this time.
There should be a collaboration among unions in Quebec and also at Concordia. There are 12 unions at Concordia who can collaborate on confronting this crisis. And there are more. There's a federation of unions in Quebec that can help as well.
Rozlagova harkened back to the student strikes of 2012, which saw an overturning of tuition hikes from the province at that time after sustained pressure. Here is a local activist, Aaron Lakoff, reminiscing about the student strikes in 2012 and his participation as a student at that time.
So there was nightly demos during the student strike, 8:30 p.m., Place Émilie-Gamelin. It's like you knew where to be, and it was incredible because we would march for hours. Just like totally spontaneous, anarchistic snake marches. I think it was definitely the most beautiful thing, or one of the most beautiful things I've ever witnessed and had been a part of.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast, although it is not limited in genre at this point in time. And we've got a very, indeed, genre-mixed episode for you. I'm your host, Abraxia. Starting with the first... So, I'm trans, and the first trans girlfriend I ever made, was this wonderful person called Delia, who just put out her debut album under the name Sumac! The album Staghorn, which is a type of sumac, and I'm playing two tracks which blend into each other. So these are Lanky Girls Are Beautiful, followed by Infornography. So I hope you enjoy, dear listener, with your beautiful ears. The one and only track, Lanky Girls Are Beautiful, because yes, they are.
Is there
Hello. You're listening to Psychs in the 60s, CGLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast, although it is many things in terms of genre. I'm your host, Abraxia. Hope you're having a lovely Thursday afternoon today. It used to be Thursday, now it's a Sunday show. Hope you're having a lovely Sunday afternoon, how could I? So the last three tracks you heard in order of playing, even though it might have sounded like two, were Lanky Girls Are Beautiful, followed by and flowing into Infornography by Sumac from the brand new EP Staghorn. This is a good friend of mine. Followed by I'm Already Dead by the Canadian group Meet Computer. So I hope you've enjoyed those, and I apologize, we have to run a few tiny little ads on this program, and this one's it's called Cure, but it's probably not by The Cure, you know, with what's his name with the crazy hair, but anyway, my apologies to your ears, not your eyes, just your ears, so here is an ad for The Cure. Oh, and then after, we're going to be playing Many Lives by Purity Ring, if you know them.
Are you a Concordia undergrad? Want to help make more funding for student jobs and projects? Then vote yes for CURE from March 17th to 19th. CURE Concordia is a student group that makes student jobs working on cool projects. For every cent you give us, we double it and give it back in student jobs. We've raised over $300,000 for student jobs, and next year, we're funding another $132,000. And that's on a fee levy of only 8 cents a credit. With this increase, we'll be able to fund three times as many jobs for current or just graduated Concordia undergrads, and they'll be working full-time to give funding, workshops, consulting, and other services directly to Concordia students. We want you to leave a job with CURE proud of the work you've done, making a difference in your community, and having new skills that give you a real leg up in your career. On March 17th, 18th, and 19th, watch the email address associated with your Concordia account for an email from the CSU with your ballot in the CSU election. And if you want to help us give students good jobs, vote yes for CURE.
Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
CJLO, 1690 AM.
I held your hands, my precious head stands. Let me wait for you to say, take off my eyes for lucky stones. Staring at you, feel tremors through. Oh, saw the dream walking.
Into your moment to moment. That was Mozart's sister, and coming up next is Shakespeare's sister.
She likes to wake up and just fake it.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Sykes in the 60 CJLO 1690 AM's very own executive radio program broadcast. And last tracks you just heard, An Order of Playing, Were Many Lives by Edmonton's very own Purity Ring from their album from September called Purity Ring, followed by Moment to Moment by Mozart's sister, who currently is recording under the name Cecile Believe, collabed with Sophie, the electronic art pop artist, if you know who that was, rest in peace, came from Vancouver, lived in Montreal, where this was made, and worked at and named Montreal's Phenopolis Records, if you've ever been there. And a friend of mine, Mona, who was in Puberty Well, is in Puberty Well, was actually at some parties with her in the 2010s, but she was out of my friend's league, apparently. Followed by, and is now in LA, followed by Shakespeare's sister, who are named after a Smith song from their 1992 or so album, Hormonally Yours, which I found on CD at a dump near Lanark, Ontario, way out in the middle of nowhere, and at the free store of the dump. Goodbye Cruel World, the opening track. It's a great album. You should check it out. And coming up next, we've got a brand new track from the upcoming Thundercat album, featuring Lil Yachty and Flying Lotus. This is I Did It To Myself.
Hey, what are you doing later tonight after you're done with work? I know you might be tired, but I'm gonna be awake. Yeah.
Got me looking like a fool just to get some of your attention. Girl, what I gotta do?
Oh, you weird chick, you like Christmas shit.
Girl, you look
thank you. Thank you.
Hello, 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 hello. I'm Abraxia, and you are listening to Psychs in the 60 CGLO 1690 AM's Varian Psychedelic Radio Program broadcast. Here we're having a lovely Thursday afternoon. The last four tracks that just played, in order of playing, were I Did This to Myself by Thundercat, Lil Yachty, and Flying Lotus, followed by L'Enfer par Clara Roy Jensen, du album Divinité Profane, followed by Yesterdays by Albert Marquis and Rachel Therrien from Dialogue Volume 2, both of these from January, followed by, just now, When Palestine is Free by Momoko Gill, the British act, from the album Momoko. She's a drummer, a self-taught drummer and producer and songwriter and vocalist. So that was quite a bit of stuff. Anyway, on with the program. We've got a few short ad break. My apologies. Followed by the last few tracks of the hour. So I hope you don't mind something different, let's say. Here's something different.
CJLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. They're a fresh take on old-school entertainment and your chance to see your very own Broadway diva at a discount rate. The second Big M Show is coming up on March 29th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at mileendimprov.ca.
What is this? Where am I, man?
Electric Messiah, Thursdays, 8 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, Jesus and Satan's favorite metal show.
Hey there, CJLO listeners.
Thank you. Everybody plug your microphone in.
You're listening to Sykes in the 60, CJLO 69 AM's Variant Psychedelic Radio Program broadcast, and we're getting to the end of the hour here on Sunday afternoon at 1. Well, it's coming on to 2 now, so it's the end of the hour. Hope you've enjoyed the program. We're pretty much at the end, as I just said, and the last tracks you just heard in order of playing were Maguya, I think, by Montreal's very own psych group Population 2, who are putting out a new EP. They put out a great album with a collab with two different artists last fall that I played every track of on the air. And this is one of, I've been listening to a lot of funk lately, Sly Stone, including one of the legends of Sly and the Family Stone. And he kind of became a musical recluse, but he put out one album mostly of re-recordings of his prior hits from the 60s and 70s back in like 2011. But there were three new tracks, and this is the best one. It's like a, I think it's like a gospel traditional, if I'm not mistaken. His Eyes on the Sparrow. But so we're going to close out the hour with George Clinton of P-Funk fame, his very own Atomic Dog. So goodbye, everyone. Have a good hour. Have a good rest of your week, and enjoy Atomic Dog.
This is a story of famous dog, but the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind dog, funky dog. Nasty dog.
Bye.